Good day, everyone. In this episode, we're talking on excretion. Excretion is a daily word we use because we go to toilet, we excrete our feces, our fecal wastes in the toilet. So it's a very common word that we apply in our daily life. It involves removal of waste product from the bodies of living organisms, and it also occurs together with osmoregulation. Now, the amoeba regulates its water content by means of contractile vacuoles. In flatworms, the excretory structures are the phloem cells. In the annelids, they have segmentally arranged excretory tubes called nephridia. The excretory organs of insects are the marsupial tubules. In humans, the kidneys act as the organs of nitrogenous excretion and osmoregulation. The urinary tubule is the functional unit of the kidney. It is composed of the Bowman's capsule, which leads into a long convoluted tubule. A knot of capillaries, which is also called glomerulus, is present in each capsule, and capillary networks are associated intimately with the tubule. Blood entering the glomerulus undergoes ultrafiltration. Useful substances are selectively reabsorbed from the glomerular filtrate as it flows along the tubule. To maintain the osmotic concentration of blood, active secretion of the relevant ions too occurs at the distal part of the tubule under hormonal influence. The resultant urine flows along the urethra to the bladder, where it is stored before being expelled to the exterior. Plants do not have special excretory organs. Gaseous waste diffuse through the stomata, while insoluble excretory products are stored in some of the cells. Thanks for listening.